ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 9। श्री मनुरुवाच येन चेतयते विश्वम् विश्वम् चेतयते नयम् यो जागर्ति सयानेस्मिन् नायं तं वेदवेदसः। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री मनुरुवाच स्वयंभुव मनु कंटिन्यूड येन बाय हुम द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड चेतयते इज ब्रॉट इन टू एनिमेशन विश्वम द होल यूनिवर्स विश्वम द होल यूनिवर्स द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड चेतयते एनिमेट्स न नॉट यम ही हुम यह ही हु जागृति इज ऑलवेज अवेक वॉचिंग ऑल एक्टिविटीज सयाने व्हाइल स्लीपिंग अस्मिन इन दिस बॉडी न नॉट आई एम दिस लिविंग एंटिटी तम हिम वेद नोज वेद नोज सह ही। ट्रांसलेशन अनपर्पर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन लॉर्ड मनु सेड द सुप्रीम लिविंग बीइंग हैज क्रिएटेड दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ऑफ एनिमेशन इट इज नॉट दैट ही वॉज क्रिएटेड बाय दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड व्हेन एवरीथिंग इज साइलेंट द सुप्रीम बीइंग स्टेज अवेक as a witness the living entity does not know him but he knows everything purport here is a distinction between the supreme personality of godhead and the living entities nityo nityanam chetas chetanas chetananam according to the vedic version the lord is the supreme eternal the supreme living being The difference between the supreme being and the ordinary living being is that when this material world is annihilated, all the living entities remain silent in oblivion, in a dreaming or unconscious condition, whereas the supreme being stays awake as he witness of everything. This material world is created, it stays first time, and then it is annihilated. Throughout these changes, however, the supreme being remains awake in the material condition of all living entities. There are three stages of dreaming. When the material world is awake and put in working order, this is a kind of dream and a working dream, waking dream, waking dream. When the living entities go to sleep, they dream again. And when unconscious, at the time of annihilation, when this material world is unmanifested, they enter another stage of dreaming. At any stage in the material world, therefore, they are all dreaming. In the spiritual world, however, everything is awake. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsa Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here in this verse we are seeing that 8, there is no purport in 8. Oh, shall I read the translation? Okay, good, you remind me. Actually, yesterday there was 7, so 8 there was no purport, so we can read 8 translation also. Text 8, Sunandayang Varsat Satang Padekena Bhuvang Susan Tapyamanas Tapo Ghura Idang Manvah Bharata. O son of Bharata, after Swamhu Manu had thus entered the forest with his wife, he stood on one leg on the bank of the river Sunanda, and in this way, with only one leg touching the earth, he performed great austerities for 100 years. While performing these austerities, he spoke as follows. Hare Krishna. So we can see Swayambhu Manu, who was not ordinary personality, direct grandson of Supreme Lord, isn't it? Yes, Brahma's son. So, and he, at his age of 50, in Vanaprastha age, so he is showing the example. He went to the forest with his wife, and after entering in the forest, he started his austerity near the bank of river Sunanda, standing in one leg for how long? 1-2 hours? 100 years only, standing in one leg. This kind of austerities. And while he was doing these austerities, tapasya, he was praying to the Lord. His understanding, we can imagine what kind of understanding. Direct son of Brahma and direct grandson of Vishnu. And after having all the experience, knowledge, after retiring from his material life, when he is in the forest, at that time fully concentration in Tapomurti, standing in one leg for a long time, he is glorifying the Lord, doing stuti of Lord. So this is the first stuti. Manuru Vacha Swayambhu Manu is saying about Lord. Jena Chetayate Vishwang, Vishwang Chetayate Na Ayam. The first thing he is telling, the whole material cosmos, whatever we are seeing, and not only material world, any entities staying in this material world, all the 84 lakhs of species, everybody has their consciousness. They got their consciousness, chetana, from him only. Jena chetayate vishwam, by the touch of whom the whole universe come into existence, activate, it's come to animation, become conscious. And whole living entity also become conscious just by his touch, by his only. And Vishwam Chetayate Nayam, and not only the whole material universe, all the living entities with their so-called body, intelligence, senses, mind, and whatever they have. The whole universe and the entities, whatever they have, they cannot help the Supreme Being in a tinge. They can't do anything for him because he is supremely independent, not dependent. Just I was thinking, just like a example we can see, all of us, we are sitting here, we are conscious, we are living, because there is a living force inside, Chetana. That soul, that conscious, supremely conscious soul is there. And we are in this body for years. For years together we are here in this body, and we have not seen that consciousness. What is his size? What is his color? What is his weight? No idea. No idea. And according to Vedic identity, we are this soul. We are not this body. But what is the soul? How he looks like? You have no idea. And when the soul decided to get out from the body, no matter whatever trial you do, you can't make it. The body will deteriorate immediately. Immediately body will start deteriorate. So that's why the soul is complete independent. Nobody does not need any help from this material world. But the material world, without his help, is dead. Without his help, it is dead. He is the only substance, living substance, from whom the whole material world, the whole living entities, whatever entities are there, everybody, everything come into existence, become activate, living, doing whatever they are doing because of his mercy. Because he gave this chetana, yena chetete Vishnu. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also told Arjuna, Vedanam samvedasmi devanam asmivasavah, indriyanam manaschasmi bhutanam asmi chetanah. In the Vedas I am Samaveda, in the Devatas I am Indra, and among the senses I am the mind, the king, and within the whole universe, whatever living entities are there, within all living entities, I am the consciousness. Chetanah. Bhutanam asmi chetanah. I am chetana. Yes. And this chetana, because of chetana, we are called chetan. Otherwise, everything is matter. Spirit. That spirit is the part and parcel of Supreme Being. He is fully spiritual. Chidananda ghana. Complete. From his toe to bottom. Fully spiritual. And we have a very minute atomic particle, a spark of that spirit. And that's why we are activating. We are doing anything we are doing because of that only. And that is fully independent, powerful. No need of anything from this world or anywhere. And this whole world and everybody depends upon him only. That's what it's in. Jainam chetete vishwam, vishwam chetete nayam. The whole vishwa, everything, they can't help him. But without his help, nothing will happen. The whole universe will become dead immediately without his touch. And then he's telling, yo jagarti sayane asmin. And this Supreme Being is always awake, jagarti. Even if this whole material world and the entities, they sleep, still he is awake. Even if he is in yoga nidra, still he is awake. What is doing by awaking? Why he is not sleeping? How can he sleep? Then who will know what we are doing? Because he is witness, supreme witness. A witness has to be there, na? Any time, anything we do, vividly noted everything, and noted by him because he is Sakhi. Krishna also told in Bhagavad Gita, clearly, गतिर भर्ता प्रभु साखी निवास शरणम श्रुत। आई एम एवरीथिंग, आई एम दी गति, आई एम भर्ता, आई एम निवास, आई एम शरणम, आई एम श्रुत, आई एम साखी, प्रभव प्रलय स्थानम निधानम विजम अव्ययम, एवरीथिंग आया, एवरीथिंग आई एम एवरीथिंग, अहम सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत सर्व प्रवर्तते, एवरीथिंग एनिमेट और इनएनिमेट, एवरीथिंग I am the source of everything. From me, everything started. From me. When the real knowledge imparted by Lord, Supreme Lord to His son, Brahma. Because when Brahma was there, he was the first living entity in the creation. There was no school, no teacher, no tuition, no books and nothing. No Gurukul, no institution. He was the single man. And the father, Supreme Lord, he was thinking, he is my son, so he should get education. But there is nobody to give him education. No school, no books, nothing. How my son will get educated? So this is the supreme arrangement. This Lord only can do it. No need of school, college, no need of books, no need of anything. Tene brahma hridaya adi kavayo muhyanti yata surayaha. Directly downloaded in his hard disk. All knowledge downloaded. Nobody knows where is the plug, where is the cord, where from the data comes. Nobody knows. By his supreme will, all Vedic knowledge get downloaded into his hard disk. That is the process of giving knowledge by Supreme Lord. So, and by giving me some knowledge, then he told, okay, you go and do creation. Give him all ingredients. All ingredients give, all technique, everything Lord supplies. Even if he is given anything, Brahma started creating, he is saying Brahmanda. And still also Brahma is saying, after creating, he is, I don't know how, what will do further. Every second, in every step, he is depending upon Supreme Lord. My Lord, now what to do? Now what to do? Without His help, nothing can. Every step, every second, His help is required. Even now, we cannot move an inch without His help. Sent from Brahma. And then, when Brahma told Lord, oh my dear Lord, you are giving so much as creating, I will create, and then time will come, sometimes I will become egoistic, I think I am the creator. So please help me that I should not get bewildered. So then Krishna at that time gave 4 verses to Brahma. The Adi Bhagavata Jnana. Chatusloki Bhagavata. There Lord Himself is telling, O Brahma, I am the supreme, I am aham evasam evagre. I am there before the creation. Not only creation, not even the material nature, the root cause of creation was not there. Nothing was there, only I was there before everything. And I am there when everything is there. Because I am there, that's why everything is there. And when everything will finish, I only remain. Only at last. So that is direct knowledge the Lord is giving, that I am the source of everything. And I am the maintaining in the middle also. And the end, I will be there, balance. Everything will finish. I will be there. So except the Supreme Lord, rest everything. Everybody in this material world at the time of pralaya, everything will go enter into his body. Everything. And they will be in totally in dreaming stage. So that's why Tasya Jagarti. He is the only person who awake always and he will remain witness. Awake always and rest everybody without him. They are always in dreaming stage. Prabhupada is saying here, though we are in the temple doing kirtan, dancing, jumping, eating, but still we are sleeping. How come you are dreaming? Sleeping, yes. He is saying the whole, everybody is in three stages of dreaming stage. When we are really dreaming, at the time of sleeping in bed, we are seeing some dreaming, that is a dream, we accept that I dream. Now also, we think that we are awake, but what we are consciousness, I am this body, this is also false, this is also dream. This is also Swapnavart. And when you are in the body of the Supreme, in the Prayas, at that time also long dream. So three stages of dream, always you are dreaming, a day dream, night dream or Supreme dream, whatever, dream, only dream. And we know dream is Swapna Hota. It's not fact. That's why in this Satya Yuga and other time, to realize this truth, to note that we are in dreaming stage, the kings, the very responsible persons, they are going to the forest and doing austerities for hundreds of years, such a severe austerity, standing in one leg, then they can realize, oh, this is the fact. And Kali Yuga, we are so degraded. No question of tapasya. Standing one leg for a few minutes will finish. No, we can't stand one leg few minutes. And not eating. No, it is not possible. So, for this Kali Yuga, for us, so much degraded souls, Lord is so magnanimous, He is so merciful, He personally come down to wake up us. That's why in Kali Yuga avatar, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is special. Specially He come and is telling all of us,
Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole, Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole, Koto nidra jao maya, পিসাচির কোলে কত নিদ্রা যাও মায়া পিসাচির কোলে
হি সিং ও লিভিং এন্টিটিস প্লিজ ওয়েক আপ হাউ আর ইউ স্লিপিং হ্যাঁ আই এম নট স্লিপিং আই এম সিটিং ইন টেম্পল ইন আই এম ইন ভাগতম ক্লাস হোয়াট আর ইউ সেইং হাউ ক্যান ইউ সে আই এম স্লিপিং নো ইউ আর স্লিপিং আই এম নো You are in bed. In which bed? In the lap of Maya. Pisachi. Pisachi. Which? What will you say, Pisachi? Which? You are in the lap of a witch. Huh? Witch? My God. Terrible. Yes. I am not seeing. You have no eyes to see. You are sleeping. How can you see? You are sleeping in the lap of a witch. How can you say like that? Because I went to bathroom, I come, I put my dress, tilak, and this, that. No, yes, we are doing. But, so why Lord is saying we are sleeping? Though He is seeing we are walking, drinking, eating, sleeping. Why He is saying we are sleeping? Because the understanding whether we sleep or not sleep will only be decided if, suppose I am sleeping. Sleeping means I am not doing anything. What I supposed to do, I am not doing because I am sleeping. If I started doing what I supposed to do, then it is still there. Oh, he is jawak because he is doing the things he is supposed to do, he is doing it now. So, this is the criteria to understand whether somebody is sleeping or waking. Because if he is not engaged in doing something what he is supposed to do, then he is sleeping. Every night you are sleeping, when you wake up, immediately we are going to bathroom, brush the teeth and get ready to come to... This is the work we are supposed to do. If we are not doing these things, then we will be considered as sleeping. Even if you wake up, waking, still is sleeping. Sometimes somebody is not coming to Mangalarti, we said, oh, you slept, I think. Even if you are not slept, because you are supposed to come here, why didn't you hear? So similarly, if we don't do the work we are supposed to do, that will consider as we are sleeping. Why we don't do the work we supposed to do? So then what work we supposed to do? Mahaprabhu is telling.
Bhajiva boliya yese samsara bhitare. Bhajiva boliya yese samsara bhitare. Bhuliya rahila tumi avidyar bhare.
The only one project, only one agenda you come into this material universe, only one work responsibility, what is that? Na bhajiva boliya aisi sansar bhitare. This is the only one work for that you come to this material existence. What is that? Bhajasvamam, only to do bhajan. And you are not doing bhajan, you are doing bhajan. So then you are sleeping. Because what you are supposed to do, you are not doing it. So that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is reminding to all of us that our only duty is to do devotional service. Bhajiva boliya aise sansar bhitare. And you forget it. That we have to do only this business, and you forget and doing any other thing without this. That's why bhuliya rahila tumi avidya arabhare. Totally you have no understanding, no knowledge what you are doing. So then now what to do? So Lord is saying, you are helpless. You can't come out by your own attempt. No. In Kali Yuga, we are so hopeless case. We can't help ourselves. No. So deteriorated state. But only we can help to agree to the command of the Lord. That only we can do. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is telling, you are still sleeping, and sleeping in the lap of the witch. So now what to do? I forget everything I supposed to do, bhajan, what I am not doing, I forget, so what to do now? So now Lord is telling, tumare laite ami?
Tumare laite ami hainu avatara. Tumare lahite hami hainu avatara. Ami bina bandhu ara ke ache tumara. Ami bina
bandhu ara. So now what to do if the antecedent? Now? What you can do? I am here. I want to bring you back to that place where there is no janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Fully you live in supreme bliss. Please come with him. Come with me. I want to take you. Who are you? Why you are so much interested with me? I am sleeping. Let me see. Why? Who are you, Baba? How can I go with you? What is your ID? Yes. So then Lord is telling, you don't know? I am your friend. Srutam sarva bhutanam gyatamam satri chati. When the living entity should understand, the only friend is the Lord. We have no other friend. He is the only friend. Srutam sarva bhutanam. So he says, ami vina bandhu ar kyachi tumari parud. I am your friend. Now, so many friends, these friends are duplicate. All these friends in this society, the friendship depends on len then. You give me, then I will give you. If you don't give, then I will not give you. Friendship finish. That is our friendship principle. You come, I come. You don't come, I don't come. Is this friendship? This is based on selfish. So this saying, I am not that kind of friend. I am not that kind of friend. From the birth till the end, till the death, you are not thinking of me, you are not looking at me, you are not asking me, but still I will not leave you. I am with you. I am that kind of friend. All other friends, if 1 minute you don't pay him attention, oh no. Reject. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu is that kind of friend. Oh, whole life, years together, you never think of him, never ask him, totally discarded, neglected. But still he is thinking, what can I do? I am the friend. Even if neglected the whole life, I can't neglect him. Whenever there is requirement, he is coming. I am your friend only. You forget it. But I can't forget you. I can't forget you. Ami vina bandhu ar kechituma. Who else than me, your friend? I am the only friend. I want to help you. How come you help me? How can you help me? I am already sleeping in the lap of witch. I am fully ignorant, avidya, and this comes, how can you help? Then Mahaprabhu is telling, I have ways, what? I brought the medicine. Eni chi ausadhi maya nasivara lagi. Eni chi Eni chi ausadhi maya nasivar lagi. Eni chi Hari nam maha mantra laya tumi magi. I have brought the medicine for you. Very powerful medicine. You just take the medicine. I don't have my purse. Oh, no need of payment, Baba. I am giving free. Free medicine. Just take it. What kind of medicine? Na maya nasak mahausadhi. If you take this medicine, immediately the maya will finish. Maya vinasak mahausadhi. Really? Maya will finish. How? You can't understand. The medicine is so powerful, so effective, so active. Just take it. Then Jiva is saying, oh my Lord, please. What? No, I have taken many, many medicine. I am diabetic, I am this, I am that, I am that. Oh, I am taking medicine always. Tablets, syrup, powder, this, that. Oh, fed up with medicines. Why? Oh, so much bitter taste. This, that. Forget, this medicine is not like that. What? This medicine is not like a tablet. Then it is syrup. No, it is not syrup. Then it is powder. No, it is not powder. Then injection. No, it is not injection. Then massage. No, it is not massage. What kind of medicine? I know any medicine, either externally or internally, you massage it, eat it, drink it, or inject it or something. No. This medicine is special. This medicine, you don't have taste, no bitter, no sugar, nothing. You don't have to put in your mouth. Hari? Medicine I don't put in mouth, not massage, not in the, then how come? Now this is the medicine. This is such a wonderful medicine that you have to just only pronounce the name. No need of any tablet or syrup or injection, nothing. Hari Nama Mahamantra Laya Tumimagi. This is the medicine. How can you get no need of medicinal experience what you have in this material world? It is not like that. It is not like this medicine. Because this medicine is imported from Goloka Vrindavan. It is not, nobody manufactured here. Any medicine manufactured here in this material world, they have manufactured it at expiry date. And then if best use before all these things are, but in this medicine nothing, it is not expired, it is not manufactured, it is there, it is eternally there. This is the medicine. So this medicine you take, and this very, very powerful and effective to get rid of maya. You are always because of maya, so maya will go away. Just take this medicine. So that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur is requesting, as a representative of Lord, requesting all of us, all of religion, bewildered living entities,
ভকতি বিনোদ প্রভুর শরণে পড়িয়া ভকতি বি ভকতি বিনোদ প্রভুর শরণে পড়িয়া সেই হরি নাম মন্ত্র নইনু মাগিয়া
সো নাও দি রেসপন্সিবিলিটি দি ওনলি ডিউটি অফ অল বোগস বিউল্ডার লিভিং এন্টিটিস ইজ ওনলি টু প্লিজ বেগ ওকে নাও আই গট মাই সেন্সেস প্লিজ গিভ মি দিস মেডিসিন ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ইজ বেগিং আস প্লিজ অ্যাকসেপ্ট ইট গেট ইট বাই সাম হাউ আর আদার ডোন্ট মিস ইট টেক ইট টেক ইট হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট হাউ আই ইউজ দিস মেডিসিন
হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে
This is it. If somebody engaged in this kind of activities, then it will be considered that he is not sleeping. He is doing what he is supposed to do. This is the only one business we all have to do. If we are not doing this, that means we are sleeping in the special bed, in the lap of a witch, fully engaged in the bewilderment and illusion. So, this is the only same thing Swambhuva Manu, when he is doing austerity in forest, he is praying to the Lord, oh my Lord, you are the only cause, sarva karana karanam anadir adir govindam sarva karana karanam, oh my Lord, you are the cause of the supreme cause, from you everything emanates, not only coming from you every, because of you everything is maintained. Everything is coming from you, emanated from you, then everything is maintained by you only. And everything will be annihilated by you, then you only remain. Tattaji, this is the only knowledge. Anybody want to know something, the knowledge, this is the tattva jigyasana. Etavat eva jigyasam tattva jigyasana atmana. Only this is what to be known as knowledge. That's what Krishna is telling. Etavate Vajigyasa. This is only Etavat. Those who are Jigyasu, those who want to know, they have to know only this. That's it. And he is telling Brahma, this is very powerful word Krishna is telling to Brahma. Brahma, you are fearful that you sometimes will become egoistic, you will become proof of this, that I am this, I am that, see, ego will come, bewilderment, illusion will come. Forget, just keep this knowledge in your mind that I am everything. I was there before everything. I am there when everything is here. I will be there when nothing will be there. I will be there. And I am the cause of everything, Supreme Creator. If just you keep this thing in your mind, Ritayartha jat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. And again he is telling another one point, that Brahma, one thing, one more you know, that anything you see except you, even you, anything you see in this material universe, anybody, anything, whatever, if it seems that it is reality, it is there, it is existing, but it has no really connection with me, anything or anybody, if it exists but without any connection with me, then understand it, this is the illusion. Ritte artha jat pratiyeta na pratiyeta cha atmani. This is Maya. This is Maya. So without my connection, everything is illusion. And anything connected with me, that is not Maya. So these few things, if you keep in your mind, then you will never ever attacked by pride. Ego will not come to you. You will be ego-proof always. This is ego-proof formula Krishna told to Brahma. Brahma is the creator of the whole universe. And he is being, now Krishna is telling, this is the way you will get free from your ego. And we are many, no comparison. We are making something and we are thinking, I made it. Sometimes even Matajis, we are sometimes going to some house, they are making some nice garam garam roti, some sabji, something like that. And when we started eating, oh, very nice tasting. Then you go, I made it. This paneer matar sabji, I made it. Mataji, one thing, what? The paneer you make? No. Oh, he brought it from market. Motor you make, manufacture? No. Alu you manufacture? No. Atta you manufacture? No. Pani you manufacture? No. Fire you manufacture? No. Then why you are telling that you create, make it? Nothing, you are no hoya. Not a single thing belongs to you. But I make it so tasty. This is our supreme bogusness. Even if we are nowhere, but always we are demanding, I am something. And who is the real creator? Without whom we cannot move in an inch. In a second we cannot move. And he is behind the scene, not coming in front for a second, that I am there. Because of, no, he is not saying. He is so highly, you can say, what word I can tell for him? So, I can't say the proper word for him. That he does not want to come in front. That I am giving what you are giving. Are Baba, this sound coming from your mouth, from where it is coming? You go to surgeon and they will cut your body up to single part. They will find out where from the sound is coming. No, because of me the sound you are uttering. You don't know it. I am not coming to claim I am there. No. All this bhumi, rapa, nanala, vayu, khang, mana, buddhi, everything. Who is the supplier? Any company, they said, I am manufacturing any of these things? No. This is the only manufacturer and supplier. Touching to his chest is declaring, Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Who can tell like this? Except Krishna. He is the only supreme being who is claiming like that. I am the supreme being. I am doing everything. Indriyanam manasasmi bhutanam asmi chetana. I am the mind. I am the consciousness. I am this. I am the everything. I am. Everything. Krishna is telling. If Arjuna asks him, he says, only me. Tell also Brahma, this is me. Then, if you have given to us everything, suppose a company, you are working for a company, company is giving you flat, giving you car, giving you driver, giving you peons, giving you maintenance, giving you all facilities. Then you see everything is provided by the company. I have to work for company. That's why he is providing. This is quite natural. So if each and everything provided to us, our mind, our body, our intelligence, our food, everything, each and everything, this bhumi, apa, alana, vayu, kang, vanu, everything supplied by him, then we have to work for him. Very common understanding. Why you are doing for here and there? Only work for him. Arey Baba, we don't know what work he wants. What favor he wants from us? Arey, he declared. He already told what he needs from you. And you are so useless. What you can do? Only you. That you can do, that he knows. And he is asking that from you. What is that? Man mana bhava, mad bhakta bhava, mad yaji mad namaskuru. He is asking to all of us. You foolish living entity, you can do only then these three things. Then I am there to take you back. And if you can do that, like that, why you have become man mana bhava? Your mana bhava, I will make my mana bhava. I will follow my mind. Why you will follow your mind? Krishna shall give the mind to me. No, no. I will keep my mind with me. Others' mind also should me. I need others' mind also. My mind is there. Man mana bhava. Madhya Ajivan. So this very simple formula the Lord is telling, if you do these few things, and even if you can't do this, even you just follow whatever the representative of Lord is telling, in this degraded Kali Yuga, we have no other means. We have not good for anything. You are so useless. Only one thing if you can do, then even in this degraded Kali Yuga, we will get our goal achieved. What is that? Prabhupada is telling. In this Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Na Asteva Na Asteva Na Asteva Gatir Anyatha. No other way, no other way, no other way. Only one thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Just take shelter of this holy name. Nama vina kichu nahi kara chauda bhuvanamaje. In this 14 planet, this is the only thing that we have to take. Nothing is compared to it. We have to take this, and you full faith, we take this name and we will keep some parhej, that for regulative principles, definitely it will work. And we will realize it will work. Hare Krishna.